You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked you from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.
Ho, 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 my name is Joe. I like to walk low and really slow because it's July 26th. Holy shit, it's Mick Jagger's birthday. July 26th.
I'm surprised you know that. It's episode
189 of the podcast known as the Cocktail Hour. Welcome, gentlemen. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm well.
Hello,
America. How old is Mick Jagger today? And does he know it?
I'll look that up. Keep going. I'll find it.
I think he's probably 82, maybe something.
Yeah. I wonder how he feels. I mean, what
is he? Right, he's 82 years old, born July
26, 1943. Ain't that some shit?
And his health condition, he's got aortic stenosis.
Whatever that is.
Nah, I think he had a transcatheter aortic valve replacement.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he looks great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's very health conscious, I think.
I don't think he has
PTSD, he says.
From what?
He developed
Altamont.
He developed PTSD after his girlfriend, Elrin Scott, died by suicide in their home.
Wow.
Yeah. When was that? I missed that.
That's about 8 years ago, I think.
Yeah. He is now he's been with Melanie Hamrick?
Who's that?
She is engaged to, maybe they're married, I don't know. She's engaged to Mick Jagger, with whom she has a son who was born in December 2016.
He makes a lot of children.
Well, he's got the time. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and the coin.
Yeah, well, that too.
That's another thing. How many baby mamas does Mick Jagger have? He has 8 children with 5 different women.
Man.
Boy, that must be a bitch putting the name tags on Christmas gifts on those.
Well, you know,
my
dad has 2 sons and he can't remember our names, right? He does that thing where he just rips through both of them back and forth until he gets to the right one. Imagine if you had 8 that you didn't see all the time because, you know, they don't all just live in his house. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, hello, number 4.
How does he remember the number?
That's why you have to give them distinct names that you'll remember, not Gerald or Arthur. You name them things like Michael Jackson did, Blanket.
I think it's
kind of like the Indians
came up with that.
You name them after the
Porcupine,
you know,
Quill.
Thing that you closest see.
Red Cloud.
Okay, he's got, let's see, how many is this? It's 8 of them. Lucas Maurice Murad Jagger, Jay Jagger, Georgia May Jagger, Karina Jagger, Karis Jagger, Elizabeth Jagger, James Jagger, Gabriel Jagger.
Lord God.
There's no photo of Karina Jagger. Everybody else has a picture, but
interesting.
Boy, I bet they hate each other. When he dies and they're like, I, Lucas Maurice Murad Jagger, challenge you, Karis Jagger, to fight to the death for 2% of his estate.
Yeah. He's got some dough.
Yeah, poor guys.
But he worked for it. You know, he deserves it.
Sure. I don't begrudge him like I begrudge Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg or any of those other guys that are in the Epstein files. I guarantee you.
Those headphones in the Epstein files?
Everybody that I don't like is in the Epstein files until proven otherwise. That's the great thing about the Epstein files. Yeah. Yeah. Jeff Bezos, he absolutely...
Look, there's John's name right on the Epstein file.
Now, I was telling Danny earlier, you know, you're not going to find Obama in the Epstein files because nobody invited him to go to that
island. I
didn't
think you'd see Clinton either.
No, Clinton. Clinton was first on the plane.
Yeah.
You know?
What's it doing? Good to see you. Sit right next to me.
That's right.
That's really good. That's a really good one.
He's had a lot of time to practice.
Exactly. Where the hell did that come from?
I was on the plane too. Bill was saying that to me.
Was that you who did that, Danny, or John?
That wasn't me.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Every once in a while, I do a good one. I want to see who's on the list. I don't care about Trump. We know he's on it in Clinton. I want to see somebody else that's just kind of like, huh, wonder how they got invited. And, you know, why are they not famous enough because they're flying under the radar a little bit? You know, like, I don't know, like one of the little, you know, one of the kids from, I don't know, Stand By Me or something's on the list. I don't know. But, you know, something like that.
Don't. This is how rumors start. You do it just a hypothetical little throw out like that. And did you hear?
Yeah, I don't know. But I didn't know, John. You said that what's her name, Mrs. Trump, Melania or whatever her name is. She was a sex worker for Epstein.
Yeah, that's I read. That's how they met. She was
what kind of a sex worker?
Like a sex worker, you know.
Porn? Is there porn of her that I can see?
There, I think there's just GQ photos. Oh, God. I'm looking.
That's not
at
a
the
sex worker.
I'm looking at the Epstein files. You know, they've been released, and there's a section D is called the masseuse list.
Oh,
right. And so there are a couple of 254 items on the list, and the list is just a black box. Everything has been completely it's just the numbers 1 through 254 on the left side of a black box. Well, so yeah, like I said, anybody I don't like, they're going to be on there.
Who's the keeper of the files? I mean, there's got to be, you know, is it a
Pam Bondi now?
No, there's got to be. She's not, you know, putting it in the safe every night or, you know, or the real doc. There's got to be some sort of.
You mean a real patriot, like all those guys that, like Edward Snowden, that release it and then they have to flee to another country from wanting to kill themselves?
No, isn't there like a, you know, a custodial of records at the White House or wherever?
Oh, there's somebody knows exactly where they are, and somebody else has got a gun to their head if they ever say anything, you know?
Like a librarian or something is like, you know,
my problem is I'm not up to speed enough on who is really important and wealthy and famous. Like you see these, I saw a thing online yesterday and it was Jeffrey Epstein coming out of some New York building, you know, house or whatever, getting in a car and this young woman was escorting him. And then she went back in and there was this woman came out. I don't know who she was. They had her name at the bottom of it. And then they did a freeze frame and like, there's Prince Andrew. And he was in the, you know, in the building, you know, kind of barely able to discern that it was.
I've seen that. Yeah. He's in the dark.
Thing. And like the woman that came out, she was supposedly somebody important. And I had no idea who she was. Like, I'm not up on socialites and wealthy billionaire influencers. The problem with this Epstein list is I probably have never heard of most of the people on it.
Yeah.
So when they go to prison, I'm not going to miss them at all. But, you know.
They should release, if anybody's on the list that has passed away, they should have them. Get that out there. What's it going to do? Right. Because, you know, we've all heard that Stephen Hawking was on that, right? Was on the plane or had been to the island. Mm-hmm. Right. I've heard that, you know.
But, are you really?
Oh, yeah. They said he was on the plane. Wow. You
well, if you go back to Cocktail Hour episode 6 or whatever it was, we had our guests talked about taking Stephen Hawking to a strip club.
Yeah.
Well, going to a strip club is a little different than going to a 13-year-old girl farm.
Well, here's the thing about Stephen Hawking, though.
Tomato, tomato.
If he were still alive and he flew on the plane and a bunch of 13-year-old girls performed for him or whatever, would he be in any trouble at all? I mean, he can't touch them. He can't force them to do anything.
Of course he could get in trouble.
He's got a robot voice and a wheelchair. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Can't he get a man? He could get a blowjob, couldn't he?
I don't know.
I mean,
I'd
Sure,
blow him.
he could. What would happen? I don't know.
I don't know. Boy, I wish he was here so we could ask. Wouldn't that be a,
None
everybody's
of your
asking all these
business.
everybody's asking all these questions about, time and, all this thing. And Danny in the back, yeah, Steve, you ever get your knob polished? I mean.
I have. I love it.
Oh shoot.
God.
We're
Just,
horrible. Horrible people.
we're pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. So, just to close off Epstein list, everybody's on it. Nothing's gonna happen. They're gonna hide it all. The woman in prison is gonna say, oh yeah, all the horrible Democrats were on the plane having sex with children. Donald Trump was reading Bible passages out loud to try to keep
Yes.
people from, swaying.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And have a nice day. Please let me go.
Donald was there, but he was trying to figure out a very good health care plan for when he became president.
Yeah, I was telling Danny earlier, Kelly, we hear all this shit from Trump, like, I want Europe to raise drug prices so that our drug prices will go down. And if they don't do it, we won't let them sell luxury cars in America because they'll totally do that. And that's all you hear about his great healthcare plan. I mean, I'm on a shit healthcare plan now. I'd like to have decent healthcare. And if Trump gave us all universal healthcare, I'd stop talking about Epstein files. I'll give him that. Right
You
now,
would?
I'll make that
Really?
public. Yeah, if he gave me good quality healthcare that I
Could afford?
wanted, I'd shut up about the Epstein files. I'm not
Let's
above
take it one step
quid
further.
pro quo. Yeah.
If it came out that Trump is on the Epstein files and was,
The worst sex
having
offender that
sex
could
with
possibly,
minors,
yeah.
no, not the worst.
Oh, just a
No,
typical one.
but
Okay.
a typical pedophile,
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
if you
You're running the
found
mill
that,
like billionaires are. Yeah.
if you found that out, would you keep your mouth shut if he gave you nice health care and not criticize him for doing that? Wow, you're an asshole.
No, you're right. I am.
Oh
That's what
my
I
God,
said.
you're a Republican in the
My
making.
health care is more important than.
Yeah, give me something, because I tell you why I say that. I don't think that if it came out that they were roasting children alive, nobody would do anything about it. He would get
Not with that attitude.
elected for another term. He would stay in office. All those rich dudes would continue being rich dudes. I mean, look
But
at
you'd
poor.
have your health care.
I mean, right now that's going to happen, and I don't have health care. I don't have anything. Well, and I guess it, in the big picture, me keeping my mouth shut about it. Who's listening to me? It's like I'm Joe Rogan and I've got millions of listeners. I'm officially not talking about Trump any longer, even though it's proven that he's the super pedophile. No, I mean, our 100 listeners are, they don't need me to know whether Trump is a good dude or a bad dude. But yeah, come on, give me some health care, somebody. Do something. I mean, all we're getting is I'm gonna turn off all these government agencies, and California, you suck. And then he's ranting about windmills in Europe because it's destroying the view.
Yeah, I heard that today.
Yeah, what a dick.
Yeah. Why is he doing this? He first thing he does is he lands and he talks about the windmills. These people must get, they must
You
like
know,
get the hell out of here.
the one thing that I'm really proud of that we could go back into the archives with Cocktail Hour. I was the first one to bring up that he has syphilis and it's corroding his brain. Now
Yes.
I'm seeing, I mean, maybe it is our reach, I don't know, but I'm seeing in regular news outlets and things like that, people talking about Trump and syphilis in the same paragraph. So when it all
Good
comes
call.
out that his brain pan is decayed and stuff is leaking out, and that's the whole problem, it'll be because of that, and I'll be right. 2019, I predicted it.
Do you think they would do like Putin did, go out and find a lookalike? I don't think that
God, who in the world would want that job?
Oh, and who in the world would want to look like that and not do something about it, right?
Oh, I mean, if you, I don't know, maybe if you were, if you could look like him and talk like him and go to those rallies where everybody just adored you, maybe it would be, maybe it'd be worth it. But I don't know.
I don't know. Poor guy. What's up, big guy? You all right?
Yeah, we.
Yeah, I just had to shut the door.
Okay.
I don't know what's gonna. Why is he going to Scotland other than play golf? There's no reason, right? It's just to play golf.
I didn't know. I thought he was banned from entering,
Yeah.
like, the UK. I thought he
Oh, because he's
couldn't.
a felon? Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're letting him in, but they don't let other people.
Yeah. I thought I saw a headline today, something about on the newspaper, convicted felon comes to Scotland, on the Nation magazine or something, some local magazine or something like that.
Really, it
Yeah.
said that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not. It's probably not, but it would be awesome. It'd be great.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
I love, you know, I love that movie.
What
Which
movie?
one movie? The that Mike Myers, I married an axe
Shrek?
murderer. No, that. Yeah, remember that? He, that's where his dad was saying that if it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Well, he first started saying that on SNL. That's what
Yeah,
I heard.
but he plays the part of his dad in that movie, and he's, you know, that, I don't know.
Really? Is whatever happened to Mike Myers? Is he retired? I haven't seen him.
No, wasn't he? He was
On
on
the
Saturday.
Epstein files?
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live, and he was playing the part of
Oh, he was.
somebody, some.
For Klempt, the Jewish woman.
Oh, really?
No, but
Yeah,
he
yeah.
was one of those, like when they bring people in to be, you know, in the cabinet and that kind of stuff. He was playing the part of some
Oh,
political
okay.
somebody. Yeah. Okay, so Trump can go to the UK because he's a head of state. Otherwise, he's not allowed to go to the UK. And people could sue him while he's there if they wanted to. Okay. There you go. Enough Trump.
Americans, enough Trump.
Let's talk about cars.
Let's talk
Yeah.
about the gang wagon.
Wow. So,
Kelly,
yeah.
when's the last time you bought a new car other than
A
yesterday?
new car.
A new
Well, first of
car.
all, that's not a new car, it's a used car.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's a year old. But I mean,
Oh.
when's the last time you bought a car that you had not owned before? And then, have you ever bought a brand new car off the lot?
The Saturn?
Yeah.
Nah, 96, I think.
I didn't know they were
Is that
still
old?
making. I didn't know they were still making Saturns in 90. Did you get the last one?
Wait a minute.
I don't know. Or 95, maybe? I don't
Really?
know. Yeah,
That Saturn was that?
I had a 92 Saturn.
Oh yeah?
That was
Everybody, a
great.
lot of people had Saturns. I knew a lot of people had them. I never even thought about it. I don't. But do you even see them now? They're still around, right?
They don't make them anymore, I don't
I know
think.
they don't make them, but
There's a
they.
there's somebody on my street has a Saturn View, but it's missing a rear view mirror and has a hole in the back from, I mean,
It's funny, it's called a view.
yeah, I had a, when I worked at Disney, I had a Saturn View as a
I
corporate
remember.
car.
It's a hybrid, I think.
It was a hybrid, which meant it just turned off at red lights. That's all it did was crap.
Let me ask you guys something. Have you
Okay.
ever, or any listeners may know the answer. Have you guys ever done the ceramic coating of your car when you buy it? Of the
No.
paint? No?
I'm
Okay.
not sure what that is even. Is it just like a
Well, it makes it protects it, super protection. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't have a garage, so
what does that entail? What's the cost and what's the warranty and all that
don't
stuff?
know. I don't know offhand.
Is it a spray? I guess we don't know, right? We don't know. I don't know. I've never even heard of it. I guess does it rolled on, sprayed on? I don't know.
Don't know.
Wow. Why
I'm
are you thinking
reading
about
about
it?
it
My
right now.
neighbor swears by it.
Oh.
He just loves it.
Well, if you can afford it, then why not?
We
You
get
know, if it's.
tree sap here,
Yeah.
and it sticks, and
It
it's
says
like
a ceramic
permanent.
coating. A ceramic coating tends to last a year at best.
What?
Yep.
I thought it was forever.
Nope. They protect your. It protects your clear coat.
Yes.
And. Yeah, so I mean, you would get it put on. You buy a bottle of it.
Oh,
Oh.
that's the do it yourself. What I'm talking about is professional insulation.
Well, it's a different guy buys the bottle of it. The dealer tried to sell this coating for $1,000, and they say, yeah, it'll do a nice job for a year.
Okay.
So,
oh, well, there you
Maybe I'll
go.
just wax the piss out of it, huh?
Or you could get, I mean, how much does a cover cost if you're going to keep it in the driveway?
It's so big though. Covering it every time would be just so hard.
I'm thinking about getting a cover for the truck because of that, you know, because we have the trees with
The
the bird.
sap.
Yeah, well, with more bird poop and everything else, you know, and I don't drive it every day, and I figure, yeah, well, it's a hassle taking it on and off, but you know, because we don't use, you know, the garage.
I on my 54 Chevy, I had a custom made for $500, a cover. It was nice.
So I have a cover on the thing. I bought it at Aldi for $14. It doesn't really fit very well, but all the covers that I've bought before, they last 2, 3 years tops.
If that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Well, your ears might do better, Cal, because you don't have, I mean, as much sun because of the trees and stuff, right?
Oh no.
Really?
I get serious sun.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So this
But
thing
on
says that the $2,000 ceramic coat that's done by professional installers, it's just a way for professional detailers to make a lot of money for a thing that's not functionally any different than applying a spray sealant every few months. It's
a
like when,
spray sealant, which is not
yeah,
a wax, right?
no, it's like this. They're just, I think you get the ceramic coating and then you spray it on periodically again to like
Oh.
rejuvenate it.
You know what I
So.
would do, Cal?
Yeah, what's
I would do this every month, every 6 weeks. You go down to the little local place there and have them detail it and put a coat of wax on it. It'll be a hell of a lot cheaper than buying the $2,000, you know, or, you know.
like have them put oh, you're talking about the little car wash with
Yeah,
it
a little
down
car
there.
wash and
Yeah, they offer hand waxing and all that stuff, hand jobs.
no, it's super expensive now. You want the top of the
Yeah.
line thing, it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And
Really?
the middle of the road one now is like 140. I gotta
At the
mail it
little
from
car
there.
wash?
Yeah, at the island place. Yeah.
Really?
140, but if that's once every 3 months,
That's
that's
not
not
bad.
so bad.
Listen, I haven't done it in a while. And I'm going to do it. Where I work, they have guys, you know, at the top that you pay, and I have them do it, you know.
Like a full hand wax.
Yeah,
How
and
many dollars do they charge?
it cost me about $60. Now it's a pretty
God,
quick.
that's worth it to
Yeah,
me.
is it the best job ever? No, you know, it's not
Yeah.
horrible, but it's a
Yeah.
coat of wax on my truck that I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
It's it's worth it to me.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, it's funny because we washed the truck yesterday, right? And it was just so dirty and filthy. And I just said, you know, I'm spending the money. I don't want to wash my truck. These guys, if I take it in once every, like I said, every 6 weeks, 2 months,
Yeah. Yeah.
you know, in between there and now and then hose it down.
I suppose I could wax it myself too.
Do
That's a
you really?
lot of elbow work, man.
That's a
Man,
lot of, you got a
man.
lot of real estate
Nah.
on that car. Yeah.
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 I mean,
Well,
if I was younger,
I'll
I
price
would do
this
it.
out. I'll go check it out.
Go check it out. But I don't know. I mean, it says ceramic coatings make washing easier and they protect against sap and bird poop, but they don't last forever. You have to redo them. So if it's $2,000, how often do you want to do it? But if it's
I'd
just.
almost rather just wax for $100 every
Couple
three
months.
months.
Yeah.
You could be like me and not do a damn thing, and just as your paint gets really awful, you just go, "Eh, it's the way it is." Look at that hood.
Yeah, but I've got new car owner mentality right now. You know that
Oh, yeah.
happens, you know.
My car is 10 years old now. My
Yeah.
new car
Oh,
is 10 years old.
wow.
Yeah.
And
Wow.
you, it's
And my
10
old
years
car.
old?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a 20.
What kind is it?
I have a 2016 Subaru.
So that's right. That's
it
right.
Came out in 2025. I mean, 2015. Yeah. And my other car is 51 years old. So there you go.
Subs are good. Very good quality,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm selling mine today, I think, maybe.
Are you really? Good.
I think so.
Well,
yeah.
If not, you know, we could put it on the podcast. You know, like, would you?
Yeah, and
would
this
you,
is
like
what
a
it
piece
sounds
of history.
Like. We could put a sound clip on it. This is what it sounds like. Tick, 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 tick.
That might just be like power waiting to come out. And when you really gun the motor, and it does a great job.
Yeah.
But no, Dan, you know, I looked up, like, what do I do if my Subaru engine is making a click noise? You know what the first thing the internet tells you is? You go get some Lucas oil treatment, pour it in there.
Yeah.
Make the oil thicker. Because what if your oil isn't thick enough?
Yeah.
That could be it.
Probably doesn't hurt it anyway.
So go on down to O'Reilly's, get some Lucas oil treatment, pour it in before you show it to anybody, get an extra $1,000. Listen to that car purr.
Lucas oil treatment.
It's like it's like STP. It's just in a white bottle.
By the way, it's probably not a bad idea anyway. You know, that you know, for what it costs and the time, you know, it doesn't hurt your car. If you do it every week, you know, then you're gonna
if that's all your car has in it.
Yes,
no oil. And it's just
treatments.
It's just that.
Yeah, just some dishwashing soap, you know. Well, that's cool. So are you what I got was the experience great buying that car? Or was it just kind of
No, it never is.
It never is it?
I was like, please take your dick out of my ass and let's just do this.
Give me the keys. Yeah.
Yeah. It's never
and
fun.
They always get that desperate thing. You know, they don't like you to hear, oh, I have to think about it overnight. You know,
there's
always
you're
like,
gone.
Well, why? Mm-hmm. Why? Why?
Yeah.
You know, just fucking treat me like a human.
Yeah. They just, it's just still that stereotypical
that heavy fucking, I just hate it. I mean, I hate it. I hate that. And I hate painting, buying cars and painting. Just hate
like
it.
Having your house painted.
No,
kind of painting?
Like painting, actually painting the house, painting inside the house, the room.
Yeah.
I'm bad at it. I hate it.
I mean,
but
there's
I
a
am
fella
enjoying,
that'll do it.
I am enjoying my new vehicle. I got to say, after I dropped you guys off,
you cruise?
I drove to like Chatsworth or something all the
you
way
did
to the
not.
I went on the 118 and just because I hadn't had it on the highway yet. Tried to turn the cruise control on, and I get an error saying, no, you can't use cruise control right now. Read your manual. So maybe it's because I was in sport mode or something. I don't know.
Interesting. Never heard of that. There must be a setting, obviously.
You got to read your manual, because it's like,
oh my God.
How do you turn on cruise control that monitors the cars in front of you? So
it's
you
so.
Yeah.
It's like I feel like I bought a Cessna Citation jet.
Yeah. Sure is pretty, though.
It's gorgeous
and
smooth.
And it sounds like when you're inside of it, it's a new car. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like when you open the doors, it sounds like a new car door or do.
Wait, now,
car.
What is it exactly? A Toyota
Grand Highlander.
Okay. Because we, last night, we all went out to a Friday night thing, and Kelly drove all of us.
Yeah.
So we had a party of
six of us.
In one car.
Seven of us.
Six of us.
They're comfortably.
Yeah.
Six
oh,
of
I
us.
Could have put seven, though. Yeah, I
you
can
could
do
have,
seven.
Yeah, there was more room in the back.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, what if you were a soccer mom and you had two kids in car seats? Where would you put them? In those two middle rows, and then somebody has to sit in the back handing them Cheerios and that kind of stuff?
No, they'll have to deal with their own Cheerios. You put it in their lap, and then you vacuum it up later.
Because I was wondering, you put them in the far back.
No.
And then you can
honestly,
barely hear
I
their
don't.
Screams. Do you hear something? I don't know. Open that 8-foot sunroof, and let's let the breeze in.
It has to accommodate car seats.
I mean, it will.
Children's,
but
but I don't know where.
But when you
That's
had
in
a
your
car seat,
manual.
you put somebody in the back seat, you know, you sit
Yeah.
next to them or whatever, but like the those
Then
two.
you can Heimlich the kid if they're choking if you're in the back seat.
That's true. Yeah.
You don't even have to pull over.
Or when they navigate on their iPad to porn, you can hit pause.
Or they stream it to your screen up front and you're going, wait, leave that on.
Yeah.
Leave that on.
Yeah, look at your thing and see like if you can you park and watch a movie on your giant TV screen there.
Well, if you run through your
I
phone, I
don't
don't know
think
why.
you can watch anything on there.
What if it's connected to your phone? What if you do it on your phone and stream it on?
Well,
No?
I think it probably keeps you from doing it while you're driving, but when you're in park. I remember I had a car, but I had that Cadillac that I had. You could put a
Yeah.
DVD in there and watch a DVD, but it would only play if it was
If it
in
was,
park. Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. I got to figure out this cruise control thing.
Yeah. So you've also laid down all the seats and everything, right? You've done that
Yeah.
too. Huh? Is it
Oh,
pretty easy?
yeah.
It looks pretty easy to do
It's
it, right?
very easy. Yeah. And
Because
I could sleep, two people could sleep back there.
that's a lot of space.
You know, and you open the moon roof and just look at the stars
Yeah.
and the axe murderer hanging from the
The
tree.
guy, the lot lizard that's knocking on the window. Hello, are you
No, that's
lonely?
the one who I meant was in the car with me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Stop it. She's a nice lady.
I'm thinking my trip, I might go up to the Yukon. What do you think of that?
Yes.
I would do it. Yes.
That's an extra week and a half, probably.
Is it really?
What?
Well, I think it's pretty far, the Yukon. Yeah.
Wow.
But God, I've heard it's a great thing to do. My brother did it on a motorcycle a couple times. Yeah.
I would strongly recommend it. You
Yeah.
know. You're gonna go. Can you
Yeah.
imagine some of the pictures you'll get? I mean, it'll just be, obviously you're taking your.
From Los Angeles to the Yukon is 2,700 miles and takes approximately 2 days and an hour to drive nonstop.
Wow. That's not bad.
Well, nonstop. So therefore, God,
Well, I mean,
I
if
wouldn't drive to Vancouver nonstop, frankly.
no,
That's
you couldn't,
far.
but I mean, it's, you know, what, 2,600 miles. So if you
Yeah.
did 700 miles a day, you know, it's 3, 4
Yeah.
days, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I would do.
that's
It's
all,
a
you
good,
know,
yeah.
you're going to want to stop and see.
That's a lot
Yeah.
of miles.
And another thing, I don't know what I should do. I'm thinking, should I take my, for the audience that's listening, we're talking like nobody's listening. I'm talking about going on a walkabout at 65 years old and see Canada in my new vehicle. Anyway,
You see Canada again because he's been there before.
because I've been there before, eh?
Yeah.
I can't figure out if I should take all my big photo equipment to do photos or just because the iPhone just takes such great photos. And I don't know.
I don't know. I
You know, you
mean,
should take a camera
yeah.
because if you just walk around with a camera around your neck, people are like, oh, hey, oh, you know.
Not nowadays. They go, look at that old fart. Use your phone.
No, but I mean, you got a big lens or something on there, and then we non-professional photographers are like, oh,
Yeah.
that guy's doing something special. Are you with the newspaper?
I work for National Geographic. Hi.
No.
Would you
That's
like to be in a video?
I work
See?
for porn. I work
I'm
for
in room
Pornhub.
7 at the Starlight Inn.
Yeah.
Had to slip it in.
Yeah. Oh man. No, I think you should
Yeah,
take
you think so? Take a tripod and the camera.
I would.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but you know, t
It's
whatever you
like it's not
take,
like you don't
be.
have room.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
That's true. I'm taking my new guitar.
Obviously
And
you've got
probably my laptop so we can maybe do
and your
I could
mic.
do a location podcast,
Yeah,
yeah.
no, you should.
Or I can just do it through my iPad, but the sound isn't as good when I use that ear to mouth Madonna thing, is it?
You know what? It's
Yes, it
probably
is now.
good enough for on
Enough.
the road. Is
Yeah.
it? I mean,
Maybe
we
I'll just do
it'll
that.
we
Add to
had
the lore.
50 episodes with it before. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
I take it you have anti-theft and all that stuff so that you can just be, you don't want,
I don't
all
know.
that. Yeah.
I don't know if I do.
Or take an old guitar, so if it gets stolen, you'd be like, oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
Canadian criminal. I don't know. He's going to Canada. Nobody steals anything there. They're like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. You left
Obey
your
the
door open,
rules.
so I stood here all night making sure it was okay.
Yeah, you left your window open, but I didn't want anything to
I
happen.
covered it with my body so the snow didn't get in.
God, that's going to be a lonely trip, but that's okay. I know that what it's
Well,
going to be.
I thought there were hitchhikers.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's the
right?
first thing I'm going to do. Pick up hitchhikers.
But you're at
Unless he's really attractive, I guess. But
Clem's truck stop, and somebody's like, "Hey, mister, yeah,
Clem's.
are
Yeah.
you going are you going east?"
Clem. Clem. That was one of the Manson family.
Yeah.
Clem.
Yeah. I
My
just it just
client played him in a movie. Okay. What
yeah,
were
no, it
you
was just yeah, Clem is a great
saying? Yeah. It's a great
rural
name.
truck stop name.
Yeah, I've
Clem.
gone by truck stops and I've seen all these ladies. They're looking to go for a ride. So I mean, I
Yeah.
don't think you're gonna have
Do you
any
have to bring
problem.
them back, or they're looking to go to the next?
No, I think they're like U-Haul. There's a drop-off fee.
Huh.
You know, you can drop them off.
Well, I've got the trailer hitch. I can actually I can load up six lot lizards and take them on a tour with me up the Yukon.
That's
I
right.
can smell that from here.
All right, ladies, whose turn is it tonight?
Don't get in the new car. Stay in the trailer. I don't want to
I
lose
got
that
to keep the
smell.
towel on the seat.
I gotta get to keep that leather smell going.
Damn.
Oh shoot. It'll
Ay,
be lonely,
ay,
but it
ay.
won't.
And what the fuck is this roof rack thing that I'm looking at the vehicle right now? Oh, and they're saying, yes, we've got a roof rack. It seems like an absolutely useless thing. So you put my. I put my guitar in its case on top of that and just go driving on the freeway? No. What? There's no straps or anything. What the hell are they
Well, you would
for?
have to strap it in, or you probably can for an extra dollar or two, you could probably buy the cross beams on it, right? Because it has the side one, or does it have any across?
Yeah, they're just across, two across. That's it.
Oh, those are probably adjustable, by the way. You know
Yeah.
that,
Oh,
right?
really?
So so you don't lay it on top of your sunroof.
Glass.
Yeah. So you they probably are adjustable. So let's say you had a guitar or a
Surfboard,
case.
I'd say.
Well, you
I
wouldn't
wouldn't put
you
a guitar on it. No,
no
but like say a surfboard.
you get a roof carrier. Like I had
Yeah.
one when I drove
Oh,
across the
that's
country. I
yeah.
bought a used, Yakima
Yeah.
box
But why
that's
do you need that?
he doesn't need it. He's got
I
plenty of
don't think
room
I do,
inside.
but I'm curious. But if you, okay, so if you have one of those roof containers that you're talking about, whatever it's called, can you not just use one of those if you did not have these roof
No,
rack things?
you got to have a roof
You
rack because
gotta have a roof rack.
it has like a little clip inside that
That
clips on
grabs.
that grabs it. So the
Oh, now
inside of
it's.
the box, it's a little adjustable. On the Subaru, it has two side, it goes front to back, those kind of
Yes.
racks, and then
Yes.
you unscrew something and it opens up arms
Oh,
that go
cool. Okay.
sideways.
Yeah.
So and there's a little bit of adjustment, but you get those and you put it on, you clamp it, it locks. It's a, it's pretty good. If you don't
Yeah.
have a lot of room, but
Okay, this is
you got
making
plenty of room.
sense now.
Yeah.
But
So
you're
that
not
it
going to
don't I
need
don't
it.
I so that I don't put that con well, the container that you're talking about, if I buy, I'm not buying one, but if I did, that in itself cannot just ride on the top of a
Correct.
car.
Yeah,
No.
it
Okay.
needs
Needs
those
the that,
cross
that okay,
beams.
this
Yeah.
is all making sense.
Yeah,
What
the
about
other
if
thing
you
you could do that I've been trying to get my daughter to think about because she's going from Florida back to Ohio kind of later in the year, you could buy a waterproof bag, like a flexible thing with straps. So you can strap it on the top and strap it down. So like if you had, I don't know, a bunch of you're going to the beach and get a bunch of beach
okay.
gear, or you've got a lot of people in the car and you want to put some suitcases there. It's
Yeah.
just it would just kind of protect whatever is in it. It's not particularly aerodynamic. I imagine it makes some flapping noise as you drive along, but it won't come off. Those kind of things. You could
Okay.
just you keep that. But you the thing is enormous. Just put a couple seats down. You don't need
You're right. No,
to
you're
do that.
right, man.
But if you wanted to buy the Toyota Grand Highlander Thule Edge complete roof rack, it's only $809. Today at Rack Warehouse, one of our sponsors, Rack Warehouse, or you can get racked.
I like the idea of this thing. Like, if I decide I want to sleep in a campground in the Rocky Mountains up in Canada, I can do it.
You got a sleeping bag?
I can just sleep in the back. I bet there are kits of. It's got an inflator, so if I got a air mattress, I could do that maybe.
Yeah, you get a twin air mattress that would fit in there, and
so much room.
And then you got the power, you know, adapter that you could plug into your lighter. So if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. I've also got household current in there. I've got 110.
Yeah. So you could do a coffee pot.
No, I got 110 plugs.
You can put it, do his microwave in there. Ding. Oh, sorry.
I live in that bitch, man. I think I have to close down now, fellas.
That's good enough. All right. So we've covered Epstein, Canada, Trump, pharmaceuticals, driving to the Yukon. All right. Hang in there,
and
everybody.
Lot lizards.
Lot lizards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clem's truck stop off of
the lot lizard list.
What are Canadian highways numbered as? Like a CA-101, something like that? I mean, they don't have like,
no. They have
interstate.
Names. They have names like the Trans Canada Highway is Highway 1, the Yellowhead Highway is 16, and it's
right. Clem's truck stop off of the corner of 16 and Highway
Yellow,
1.
I like that Yellowhead kind of thing. That kind of has a ring to it, if you know what
that's,
I mean.
You get a shot for that. All right. See
you guys,
everybody.
Okay, maybe we'll hang out tonight or something. Who knows? Maybe we'll all go for a ride in my vehicle.
Let's go to Malibu. All right.
Yeah.
Good night, America.
You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked you from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.